Saunders Hudson held a fourth agent hostage for 7 hours to gain a meeting with Tennessee Governor Winfield Dunn. After an hour with Dunn, Hudson was jailed. The UN Environmental Conference will finally get a draft declaration on the human environment Friday. 7 days of tough bargaining ended early Friday in Stockholm with agreement on all but two principles of the controversial document. South Vietnamese officials say that their militia killed 46 out of 100 communists that attacked a town in the central coast. The Saigon Command reports 17 of the defenders were also killed. In the air war for the ninth straight day, B-52s struck at suspected communist supply depots just north of the demilitarized zone. Fighter bombers flew missions farther north. WBZ News Time, 2 minutes after 2.
If you've never owned an air conditioner, perhaps you've been spared some of these wonderful experiences.
Good morning, Andriello Associates.
Quick, an emergency. Give me my husband.
Hello, Ethel, what is it?
Herbert, come home quick, an emergency.
Tell me I can stand it.
The air conditioner, it's moaning, it's in pain.
That's the big emergency, don't panic, just call someone.
But suppose he can't fix it here and he wants to take it out. Don't you remember who's coming tonight? Your mother. You know how she is when she's cool. Imagine how she'll be if she's hot.
Ethel, whatever you do, do something.
Westinghouse makes such a fantastic air conditioner, we can make a fantastic promise. If you buy a new Westinghouse room air conditioner between May and September, and it breaks down any time this year, we'll loan you one within 24 hours if we can't fix yours right there.
Ethel, please do something.
We'll never let you lose your cool. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
NASA Director James Fletcher says Soviet cosmonauts will arrive in Houston within a year to begin training for the joint Soviet-American space flight in 1975. Fletcher says American astronauts already are studying Russian in preparation for the program. More than 50 persons are hurt and 3 dead of heart attacks in the city of Ancona, Italy. A series of 46 earth tremors in 2 days has left many Ancona buildings uninhabitable and residents living in tents, cars, and buses. The sheriff of the South Dakota county devastated last weekend by floodwaters says officials will have to face the fact that some missing persons will never be found. But new information has reduced the list of missing persons from 2,000 to 667. The death list, however, continues to grow. It's now at 200. The weather for Boston and vicinity for the rest of tonight, a chance of showers and thunder showers. Theta, please don't worry. Low temperatures in the 60s. Friday showers ending during the morning, followed by gradual clearing in the afternoon with high temperatures near 80. Friday night, fair and cooler. Low temperatures in the middle or upper 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny with high temperatures 75 to 80. Right now in Boston, it's 70 degrees. Hi, sports fans, and the BZ scoreboard. In the American League, Kansas City 13, Boston 9. New York 8, Chicago White Sox 1. In the National League, Chicago Cubs 10, San Diego 1. Pittsburgh took a doubleheader from San Francisco. First game 4-1, second 9-7. That's it, sports fans. The top story of the hour. 3 Tennessee revenue agents were forced Thursday at gunpoint to march out of a dry cleaning store stark naked. Muck is working in that call. We'll see if we can get some action on that call. That's the 2 o'clock WBZ report. I'm Streeter Glick, WBZ News. We now present a WBZ editorial by our general manager, Cy Yanoff.
In a little over 2 weeks, we'll be celebrating Independence Day, and that ringing declaration of national commitment to the ideal that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By the time that holiday comes, the Massachusetts legislature should join some 18 other states in approving a constitutional amendment that will make it plain those inalienable American rights apply to women as well as men. All kinds of peripheral arguments and objections keep being raised to the Equal Rights Amendment. And granted, there will be a lot of follow-up work involved in changing old laws, attitudes, and policies. But the basic case for the amendment, for an end to discrimination against people because of sex, is solid as a rock. Surprisingly, though, 5 state legislatures have voted against the amendment. And that list includes 2 New England states, Connecticut and Vermont. So the future of the amendment here is still very much up in the air. The Massachusetts legislature stalled the matter a month ago by referring it to its research council for study. But no great new insights are going to appear in this old and very basic problem. And in the final weeks of the session, our lawmakers will have to face the issue straight on. We urge prompt and overwhelming passage. As Senator Birch Bayh of Indiana said, in pressing for the amendment in Congress, the goal is not to create individual human beings who are identical, but to create identical human rights. We think it's a shame America has waited so long to do that. There's no excuse for Massachusetts to contribute to any further delay.
That's WBZ's editorial position. We'll also bring you responsible opposing views. Once again, back to the Larry Glick Show, and here's Sam Davis.
Sweet chocolate, chocolate balls, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Who can make a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy man.
Ooh, the candy man can. Candy man can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The candy man.
The candy man.
The candy man can. He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Minutes after 2, and at 2:30 we have a new album that we just got in for our break, and it's Everything You Always Wanted to Know About the Godfather. I listened just a little bit, and it's very, very funny. We'll hear it together for the first time. Right now we're going to switch down to Charleston, And there's an engineer there at the radio station, Steve Smith. And he's going to play a song written by Mike McCluster. You might say, who's Mike McCluster? Well, Mike McCluster is a fellow who wrote the song. He's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to talk to him at 3 o'clock. Hugh McPherson gave us this lead. Let's switch down to Charleston and see if we get a hold of Steve Smith. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Molto bene. What station are you at?
WTIP and WTIO-FM.
Okay. And what's your job there, Steve?
Well, actually, Larry, you know, when you work in a rather small station, you do everything. I do everything from engineering to news.
What about Hugh McPherson?
Well, of course, I don't think I have to say much about Hugh's reputation. He's quite well known all over the country.
Right.
He's collaborated with Long John Neville and NBC on several programs, and really is quite well known.
I spoke to him last night for the first time, and he impressed me. He impressed me. I liked Hugh McPherson. Now, what about this song that you have? Do you know anything about it?
Well, Larry, I can't tell you too much about it, except that Hugh did have Mr. McCluster on the program about a week ago.
Right, go ahead.
And, of course, your listeners there in Boston are familiar with the Buffalo Creek disaster, which did kill 118 people. And Mr. McCluster wrote the song about that disaster.
Tell us about that disaster. What do you know about it?
Well, Larry, actually, I was the chief newsman on duty here at this station when it happened, but things happened so fast.
Tell us what you know of it, when it happened exactly, and what happened.
Well, the dam broke, as I understand it, rather early that morning. There was conflicting reports concerning facts about whether the people had any warning and things of this nature. But actually, Logan County, where this disaster happened, is a county made up largely of coal camps. And these slag pile dams, I guess, are quite common in that area. And the people live day by day with the knowledge that one of these dams could give way.
Where exactly is Buffalo Creek?
I'm not that well up on my geography, Larry. I can't give you that information just exactly.
When did this happen? What was the date?
February 26th.
And how many people were lost?
118.
Hmm. All right. And what do you know about this Mike McCluster?
Well, Larry, to be absolutely honest with you, I know nothing about Mr. McCluster.
That's what I like, an honest answer. Steve, you have this record, right?
Yes, I have it set up here and ready to go.
All right. What about the level? Do you think it'll be good?
Well, I tested it as best I could on our local line here. I didn't have any connection with your station to test it with.
Why don't you do this so we'll be sure that we get it? John, can you record this too, John? How long will it run, Steve?
I believe it runs about 2.5 or 3 minutes.
All right. Play about 10 seconds to see if we get a good level, and then come back on, okay?
Okay, fine. Ready now?
Ready now.
Okay. How's that?
That's fine. Okay, cue it up, and then here's what I'll do. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. When I hit 1, you roll yours, we'll roll it here.
Okay, now give me just a second here to cue it.
All right, cue it up, Steve. He's rolling back the tape. He's queuing it up. Ready to stand by.
Okay, we're ready.
Stand by in Charleston. Stand by in Boston. 3, 2, 1.
Tell us that. but publicity is just so bad. What will we tell the children when we finish with the next of kin? How many Buffalo Creeks are right? When will it happen again on Buffalo Green? Oh, Buffalo Green. Don't they tell us that justice belongs to the meek? Did you see the scars on the land? Did you see them before the water rose? Now can you see my trembling hand and the scars upon my soul?
Right, Steve?
Yes, Larry.
Well, that was good quality. You really matched it up good. You did a good job matching it up.
Well, thank you.
All right, Steve. Listen, give my best to Hugh McPherson.
Okay, may I give you a message to relay to Mr. McCloster when he comes on at 3?
The answer is yes.
Okay, fine. As I said, Hugh had this song on and Mr. McCloster about a week ago.
Right.
And we asked for a response to this record, and it was tremendous.
Okay. You did just tell McCloster that the response was great.
Right.
You leave it to me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks very, very much. I appreciate it.
All right, sir, and thank you.
You don't have to call me, sir. I was just a staff sergeant. So long, Steve.
So long.
Bye. It's 19 minutes after 2 o'clock. Let's take a call, see we have here. 254-5678. Hello, WBZ, you're on the air.
Comment ça va, Larry?
Hey, très bien, et vous?
Not bad. Dante down the
Dante, place. Dante. La, 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 la.
What I was calling you up for, Larry, was...
What is it, Dante?
That's business agent there, Mr. Marino.
Oh, yeah. What's the chance of him becoming mayor of Lynn?
Well, we topped the ticket in the primaries Tuesday.
Right.
And he had a plurality of over 2,000 votes.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, a couple of the other candidates endorsed the acting mayor at the present time, but we're confident and we think that we'll overtake him. And he's going to be on TV July 5th on Channel 2 at 7:30. They're going to have a live debate.
Mr. Marino?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, great.
And Frankie wants to say hello.
Okay.
Can you hang on about 30 seconds?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll put on a little something. We'll wait right here for him, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, girls.
Hi.
How'd you like to feel better?
Yeah.
And look better?
Yeah.
The BZ Shape-Up pamphlet, created exclusively for WBZ, will tell you how, through proper nutrition, exercise, and dieting.
How can we get it?
It's available through junior and senior high schools in most of Massachusetts, a service of the Mass Teachers Association. Somewhere, things run smoothly, but not here in Boston. Boston is the kind of town that needs watching. Now, dawn's first gray light begins to wash away the chill black of night, when suddenly, the air is shattered with a sound. And as the city comes alive, the vigil begins.
Good morning. Right now, we have quite a tie up here on the Southeast Expressway. You can have an
Joe Green of the BZ Copter with a lowdown on Boston traffic. Another service of the BZ Morning Team.
However, halfway through is Joe Green from the BZ Copter.
All right, hello, Frankie? Hey. Hello, Frankie?
Hello,
Frankie. Larry. Hey. Hey, yak shemayish.
Yo, Cisco Pazunko.
Good. What's happening, Frankie?
Oh, that much, Larry.
No, you gonna get into politics, Frankie?
Politics up here.
Yeah, I mean, you think you'll ever run for office, Frankie?
Yeah, I'll be running for industrial cleaner.
Industrial cleaner of 1972.
Huh?
The best cleaner with the best looking legs. At 150 pounds, it's Frankie.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah?
You got any good Polish jokes?
Good Polish joke?
Yeah.
But good, I tell you.
Yeah.
I can't say it over the air.
Oh, okay. Good. This is a family-type program, right, Frankie?
Right. You know, it's a clean program.
Hey, have you got the, talking about clean, you got the Franco-American place cleaned up? Is it all set? Spick and span?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty well.
What do you think Marino's chance of becoming mayor over there?
Well, I hope he gets in there, Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, the guy's got a good chance.
Right.
He had the place here for 2 days after the mess there. I'm still cleaning. I'm still going strong.
Well, okay. Anything I can do for you, Frankie?
Huh?
Anything I can do for you?
What do you want to do for me?
Anything. You name it. What do you need? Do you need a favor, Frankie? Do you need a favor?
What? What kind of
favor? Any kind of favor. Whatever you need,
any
Frankie.
Any kind of favor I need?
Yeah. What do you need? Do you need anything? Do you need anything, Frankie?
Huh?
Do you need anything?
I need a...
What? What?
I'll tell you what.
What?
All right.
What?
J.B.
You son of a gun. You son of a gun.
What?
Yeah, you'll get it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Frankie, get back and clean that joint up and, hey, watch Dante, will you?
Yeah.
If he hangs around the back of the bar, watch him. Watch him. I mean it, Frankie. Okay, pal.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Kimisabi.
Hey, Kimisabi.
Yeah.
Hey, Toby Tang with that Kimisabi. So long, Frankie.
Hey, we'll see you.
So long.
Okay, bye.
254-5678, you're on WBZ. Dante hangs around
the
bar. You got to watch him. Yes, hello.
Oh, Larry?
Yes, hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'd like to know if you can...
Anything.
...help to publicize
yes.
a radiothon.
A what fund?
Radiothon. You know, like a telethon.
A radiothon.
30 hours.
Well, what's the project?
It's from the city that remembers Worcester to the Rapid City Relief Fund.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's going to start tomorrow at, well, this noon time.
The only thing the station is a little dubious about is promoting another commercial radio station.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd like to do that. If it were an educational station, it'd be different, but we don't like to promote another commercial radio station. Do you understand?
See, all the stations are in on it.
Oh, all the stations in Worcester?
Yes. But one station has the phones, et cetera, hooked up.
Yeah.
But the other stations are also with them.
Here's what I'd like you to do in that particular case, madam. I think that if you'd like to get BZ behind you, the thing to do is, how long is it going to run?
It's going to run for 30 hours. Saturday.
30 hours. Why don't you do this? Call tomorrow morning and ask for the programming department.
Yeah.
And ask if they'll go along with it. And if they'll go along with it, they'll put it on all day and you'll get some really great response.
Yeah, because it's, well, you see, Worcester was the victim of the tornado 19 years to the day.
Oh, yeah. That's a good public relations idea. I don't know. Who thought of it?
Pardon?
Who thought of the idea? It's a good idea.
Well, one of the open line, which is on the radio program, you know, and the people, it's a talk program like you've got.
Right.
And the people responded, I mean...
What's his name?
They wanted to help hundreds of people.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Ron Parsley.
I know Ron Parsley.
Do you?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, Ron...
he does a good job.
Pardon?
He does a fine job.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
I know,
we,
Ron Parsley.
We have hundreds of people. We have great big trailer trucks that are going to take clothing, you know, and food to South Dakota.
Very
and
good.
And we have drivers that are going to go on your off hours.
Well, that's wonderful. Do that. Call programming tomorrow
and
ask them. If they say yes, they'll leave a little message here for me.
Yeah.
And they can put spots on the air, okay?
That would be good, because it's going to run 30 hours.
Okay, that's fine. So tomorrow would be a good day to hit it.
Yeah, because, see, I was married. My late husband was a member of the in the tornado, and his first wife was killed in it.
Oh.
And so I'm doing my part to try to help, because we were helped.
Very good. Okay, check, and they'll let us know tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 254-5678-27 after 2. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Larry. This is I'm Ian Earth.
How have you been?
I've been fine. I haven't talked to you for a long time.
I know. I thought maybe you didn't like me anymore.
Oh, no, no. Like you very much.
Okay.
Listen, I'm wondering if you saw the article in the Globe about your friend Fred Baca.
Yes, I did.
Oh, right.
I wonder why we don't hear from Fred anymore.
Yeah, he hasn't called for a long time.
I know.
Yes, I saw and I said, gee, I didn't think he was such a big boy.
You want to hear something?
Yes.
When I saw the picture, I said, I didn't think he was such a big kid. That he was going to be such a big kid either. He's a big kid. I thought he was a tall, slender kid for some reason.
Yes, I could tell from his voice.
Right.
Very deceiving.
I know that.
And I said, gee, I wonder if Larry knows that he's there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was quite a nice article.
Oh, Fred Baca.
Spacecraft.
Right.
A couple of times, and the third time he crashed it.
Right.
But he'll have to lose some weight to go up and be an astronaut.
How tall did he look and how much did he weigh?
It said he weighed 220 pounds.
220 pounds.
And he looks like he's about 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
But he's a little bit heavy.
Yeah, that's right, about 30
nice
pounds.
Nice looking boy.
Huh?
Nice looking boy.
Nice looking boy.
And we haven't heard from Brian for a long time.
I know that.
I wonder what happened to him.
I wonder if his father had him committed.
Oh, no. You think so?
I don't know.
I don't think he was that bad.
No, I don't either, but I think there was a great conflict between them. Brian
didn't like his father too well.
No. And I could tell his father didn't like him either.
Yeah.
That's a
shame.
I know it.
He's a smart boy.
He was very intelligent, right.
Intelligent boy. He had problems, but at least they were being taken care of.
Right. Brian, where are you, Brian? I wonder where that poor kid is. Everyone, isn't that funny? He had a personality. Everyone wanted to take a whack at him. Even Dale Carnegie would like to take a whack at him.
Oh, no, I liked him.
I did, too. We're the only two that liked him.
Yeah, I liked him.
Muck hated him. John hated him. I liked him, and you liked him.
That's a shame.
He was banned from all other radio stations, all other talk shows.
Yeah, who was it
that
disliked him very much?
Eddie Adelman of Sports Huddle.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He said he'd like to crush him if he could find him.
No wonder the poor boy had problems.
I know.
Yeah, well, that's all I had to say, really, and then I'm still listening.
Okay, dear.
I have something for Charlie DiGiovanni.
He's just left a while.
I have to get it ready, though. It's not quite ready.
What is it?
I think he's going to enjoy it.
Something for Charlie.
Yeah, when it's ready, I'll get it to him. Oh, incidentally, my orderly is very interested in Dolly Gibson.
Oh, yeah?
And he says, how can I get in touch with her? And I said, gee, I really don't know.
I know how she can get in touch with her. She works down at the Motel 138. Every night.
Great.
She plays the organ and sings down there.
Oh, that's good, because he likes her very much.
It's in, what town is that? You go out Milton, Canton, you continue on 138 to,
She works in a club, right?
Yeah, it's the Motel 138.
Oh, well, we'll find it.
Yeah, it's right on 138, beyond Canton.
And she works there every night?
But Sunday, I think.
138 Motel.
138, you go out, you know, it's out Milton, Canton, you keep on going, and then I forget.
Oh, that's good, because he enjoys her very much.
Yeah, he can hear her play out there every night.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
Very good. Well, listen, enjoy your show.
Okay.
And take it easy. I hope nothing happened like it happened last night.
Oh, you don't know what happened, though, do you?
Yes, I do.
How'd you find out?
Well, it was on the news this morning at 9 o'clock.
Oh, it was on the news.
Gary LaPierre said that someone had called in.
Yeah.
Said that there was a bomb there.
Right.
And they caught the person that called.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's a funny feeling, being in a station when something like that happens.
Right. Well, we've found bombs on the grounds of the hospital here.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's quite scary.
I'm glad they nailed that guy. The operator was really on the ball.
Oh, right, yeah. Because it's kind of hard. Usually these people don't call from home.
Yeah.
You know. But it's frightening. I was coming in one night in the parking lot. I saw something sparking. And I just ran in quick and got the security guard. And he went out. And it was a little bomb. He called the police. And it had gone off, but it didn't, something wasn't wired right. So that's why I saw the sparks, otherwise, you know, I would have probably blown up with
it. I wonder what that guy will get. I wonder how they...
Well, they'll probably do a psychiatric test examination on him first.
Yeah, let him play with firecrackers by himself.
Isn't that terrible, though, huh?
Yeah. Wait a minute. The Spirit of New England, WBZ Boston Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. Well, okay. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, what we're going to do now...
Oh, that's the payphone.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break now.
All right.
We have a new album.
It's called... wish you'd play Lily Tomlin sometime.
I will. I'll play it again, but this is a brand new one. It just came in. It says, everything you always wanted to know about The Godfather.
Oh, very good.
It's a brand new one. I think you'll like it.
Okay, very good.
So long. We'll
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. We're going to have our coffee and cookies. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. See, I think you'll get a kick out of this.
In deference to those who might be sensitive to the subject matter of this comedy album, the producers have agreed to delete the words Mario Puzo from the script.
Godfather, I believe in America. I believe in justice. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe in love at first sight and the Easter Bunny. I believe.
Guido.
Yes, Godfather.
I believe I'm gonna be sick. Come to the point.
Godfather, today is your daughter's wedding day.
Oh.
And I know you judge how much your friends respect you by the size of the gift.
Oh.
And so I am presenting her with the World Trade Center.
That is a very thoughtful gift. Now what can I do for you?
Godfather, I come to ask a favor.
But you already owe me a favor.
Godfather must be mistaken. I do not owe him a favor.
Yeah, for that little favor I did for you last year.
Did not my youngest son cancel that favor with his recent favor?
That was a special favor, a kind of favor.
Godfather, isn't a favor a favor?
Sometimes a favor is a favor, but sometimes a favor is just one of those things. One of those bells that now and then rings. A trip to your moon.
Godfather. The time at the picnic when I brought you the hero sandwich and wine. Was that a favor?
No. They were just a few of my favorite things.
Then it would seem that you owe my son a favor.
Yeah. His favor was done in return for a future favor to be named later.
Godfather, since my son owed me a favor, and I owe you a favor, might not you grant me his future favor in exchange for my family favor?
Perhaps. Then how would we stand?
One to nothing, my favor.
Much depends on the favor you seek today.
Godfather, I have come to request a personal favor.
I have limits on my personal favors, Guido. 6 personals, you're out.
Only 6, Godfather. Over on the west side, the Godfather, the powerful Johnson family, he gave a 28 favor.
Guido, those are flavors, not favors.
But then I owe him a fudge ripple.
Now let me get this straight. You owe them a flavor, you owe me a favor. Yet, you come here to request yet another favor while you still savor the flavor of this other family's favors. Expecting me to waver the favor you owe or perhaps replace it with the little shaver's flavor and thus
your
the favor...
Godfather, do me a favor, forget I even come here today.
It is done. But that's too you owe me.
Godfather, seeing as this is your daughter's wedding, I'd like to ask you an important favor.
Oh, I'm listening, dear.
You know, I've done pretty good for you. The squeal, I took care of him. The evidence you wanted destroyed, I did it for you, even though it was very risky.
All right, what is it you want?
Can you arrange to have them promote me to detective?
I'll take care of it, Tommy. Frank, so Tommy out.
See, thanks, Godfather. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
You know, Frank, when I see guys like Tommy, I begin to lose respect for the law.
Dutch, Godfather will see you next.
Oh, boy, I'm so nervous. Tell me what to do again. I don't want to mess it up.
You know? All right. When your name is called, you enter the room.
Yeah.
Kiss Godfather's ring. Bend from the waist. Then say, Godfather, I am your servant. All right. Now you kiss his right cheek.
Yeah.
Kiss his left cheek.
Yeah.
Embrace him.
Yeah.
Whisper your favor in his ear.
Right.
Bend from the waist again.
Right.
Then say, open your generosity to me so my fear may fly away.
Right.
Then step to the rear. Now you got it?
I think so. I enter the room,
yeah.
And I kiss the Godfather's ring, bend his servant at the waist, then I whisper in his right cheek, I see your fly is open. Then I bend his left cheek and kiss his rear generously. I forgot what comes next.
Probably a bullet in the head.
All right, please sit down, Mr. Godfather. Now, I'll be ordering your tax return. There's just a few questions. First, in the box labeled occupation, I'm afraid we cannot accept a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Sir, you reported a gross income of $460,000, and we'll have to have a more specific occupation.
I'm a pretzel salesman.
You sold $460,000 worth of pretzels in 1 year?
I've got a good location.
Oh. Now, I see here under deductions that your pretzel cart cost $11,000. Sir, you can buy a brand new air-conditioned Eldorado Cadillac for that kind of money.
Yeah, I know. That's what my pretzel car is. An air-conditioned Eldorado with an umbrella on it.
But you also list as outside help $400 a week each for 6 laborers.
Do you know how many men it takes to push an Eldorado pretzel car?
Mr. Godfather, if it's an Eldorado, why don't you drive it?
Because then it wouldn't be a push cart. You got some against tradition.
All right, let's go to medical deductions. $50,000. What in the world happened to you to cost $50,000?
Nothing. That's what cost $50,000. You know, my cousin last year didn't take out any medical insurance. It ended up costing him $600.
Well, that's not so bad.
For a casket.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Now, here on the charities, you list $21,000 for Girl Scout cookies.
Could I ask you what's so funny?
Excuse me, but I have to laugh. $21,000 for Girl Scout cookies. I mean, come on. Why, for that price, you could have gotten 3 trailer trucks full.
How did you know?
Where did you get 3 trailer trucks full of Girl Scout cookies?
All Route 9, about 4 in the morning, near the bridge, near the turnoff.
Mr. Godfather, I hope you can show me a receipt for those 3 trucks full of cookies.
What receipt? I could show you the 3 trucks.
Mr. Godfather, I'm going to have to ask to examine your personal checks and records, I'm afraid.
It's good that you're afraid.
Please ring me next week and...
Yeah, wait a minute. I've got a question. Why do you always pick on us little guys? I pay my tax.
Sir, for a man with an income of $460,000, your tax should be more than $5.95. After all, I make $150 a week here, and my taxes come to about $2,000.
Oh, that's too bad. Why don't you come work for me? I'll pay you $400.
I don't feel like pushing an Eldorado down Spring Street.
Okay, so you push it down Thompson Street. I'm easy to work for. Come on, I'll pay you $600 a week.
$600? What would I have to do for that kind of money?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Ellsworth, stop the tape. This is it.
Good. 3 weeks on this tap ought to give us something.
Frank? Pete? Yeah.
It's Pete and Frank.
It's set for Thursday night.
It's set for Thursday night.
Can you handle it?
Sure.
You want help?
Frank works better alone.
I work better alone.
I told you.
Must be something big.
Godfather wants you to get Tagliarini, yeah? Gugutz. Pancetta.
Pancetta?
And Fungi.
Wow, it's gonna be a bloodbath.
Fungi? Fungi too?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Hey, if the galloping gourmet says Fungi, then the godfather uses Fungi.
Hey, honey!
What is it, dear?
I got a hit to make. Where'd you put all my stuff?
In the top drawer of the front dresser.
Right. Front dresser, top drawer.
Ring around the holster, ring around the holster.
Hey, Dutch, you sure is the restaurant we're going to make the hit?
Positive. Godfather Sir Louis' restaurant in the Bronx.
Okay, this is Louis' restaurant. But next door is original Louis. And next to that is new Louis. And next to that is the new original Louis. Let's not shoot up the wrong place again, okay?
Don't worry. I got it written down on this piece of paper here. Look. Well, I was close. Restaurant we want is Sun Yuck.
That's your laundry ticket, stupid.
Sorry, I don't mean it.
All right, let's go in. And don't forget, after we sit, you go to the bathroom and get the guns we stashed behind the Dinko box.
Got it.
Buonasera, senor.
Good evening, Wong.
Hey, Wong. Hey, Wong. Hey, Wong, we meet two gentlemen here.
Oh, good. Will that be for eating or for shooting?
A little bit of both, Wong.
Oh, good. Right this way.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, sit down.
Thanks. I'm Pete the Peach. This with me is Dutch Bagels.
I'm Joe Coconuts, and this is Peanuts Envy.
Hey, where's the waitress? These introductions make me hungry.
Hello, boys. Here your menus. Are you expecting any more to join your party?
No. If anything, there'll be less.
Hey, Dutch, shut up.
You like this place, Petey. It's got true authentic Italian cooking. What do you have?
Give me the veal scallopini.
Okay. You want that with the coleslaw or the apple sauce?
I'll take both.
I'll have the cacciatore.
All right.
For me, it's the wiener schnitzel on la number.
Wiener schnitzel.
Give me a pizza with two scoops ice cream.
Uh-huh. Regular pizza. What color wine with your food, white or red?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, gentlemen, let's talk some business while we're waiting, huh? We're here because our families have agreed, according to a time-honored principle, to seek accommodation amongst ourselves and to put an end to the violence. Violence, as you know, is no good. Violence is counterproductive. Like you, friends, I deplore violence. Dutch, go to the bathroom.
I'll have to.
Dutch, go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I think I have to go to the bathroom now.
Here's your wine, boys.
Pete, you're right about the violence. So I propose a toast to a long friendship and years of peace between our families.
Skull!
Hey, I'm back!
Let him have it, Dutch! Let him have it! Dutch! Dutch, what are you waiting for?
Pete, you got a dime on you? There's a lock on,
Here, here, two dimes. Here, here. The bathroom, Dutch, the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, like you were saying, Joe, a toast.
Who ordered the scallopini?
I did, miss.
Hey, here's something you didn't order. The specialty of the house.
All right, now it's our turn.
Need more napkin. Hey, wait! Oh, Harry, you better make that pizza to go.
Hey, honey, I'm home from work.
Well, tra-la-la-di-da.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter? It's 10 after 4 in the morning.
So I'm 10 minutes late.
I wish you'd asked them to put you on the day shift.
Hey. How many times do I have to tell you my business don't have a day shift?
And while we're on the subject of going out...
Who mentioned going out?
I just did. See, you never pay me any attention. You never take me out.
Hey, you starting that again. Laverne, when you forced me to marry you, I said there was two stipulations. One, that you never asked me about my work. Two, that we're never seen anywhere together.
Well,
for nothing.
Well, then how come every morning when you come home from work, you hang your coat in the closet?
Everybody does that.
But they come out. They come out, Petey. Not like you.
Okay, I'm out. You satisfied? You can't be too careful. And besides, I like privacy.
Is that why we have that crummy unlisted phone? I hate it.
Why? Lots of people have unlisted phones.
Yes, but the wife is usually told what the number is.
What do you want to know the number for, huh? You're here all the time.
Oh, but you're not. You're not, honey, and it's hurting our marriage. You used to be passionate and hot-blooded.
What do you mean, used to? We make love once a week.
Sure, but on different nights. Petey, let's face it, you don't care about me anymore. When was the last time you got me a new dress?
2 months ago. I got you 100 of them.
But they were all identical. I swear you bought a truckload of them.
You're close, Laverne, close.
That's more than you can say about us, Petey. This life we live just isn't normal.
It's normal to me. Laverne, get down, Laverne. Get down! You were saying, Laverne?
What was that?
What?
That's shooting!
Oh, that? Probably some nearsighted hunters passing through the area.
Hunters shooting at our window?
They probably mistook the house for a deer.
I've heard of house hunters, but this is ridiculous. I'm scared. I'm calling the cops.
Hey, hey, Laverne, don't call the cops, huh? Don't call the cops. It ain't ethical.
Hello?
Laverne?
Police, could you please send a squad car to
Just a minute. Pete, what's our address? Well, what city are we in, Pete?
Godfather, someone's here to see you.
Who is it, Harold?
Here, take it in. Let me in, it's me, that's who.
What do you want?
Godfather, we know that you and your people own all the bars and clubs that we all hang around in. And every night, your hoodlums come by and beat us up, kick us, turn their brass knuckles on my friends and me and Jerry like we're animals. They smash us around like we're things. Well, this time, everybody's furious. We're fed up. You guys haven't shut up for three nights now.
Harold.
Yes, Godfather.
I want to put out a contract on some bum. Who's available?
Big Frankie, Little Arnie, a men's earnest, and, Tiny Alice. Then you got Bruno here for freak accident. Now, Bruno, you'll get your chance.
This hit is too important for those punks. I want the best.
You mean that you want to...
Yeah. Get me Luca the Hun.
Right away, boss.
Wow, Luca the Hun. A legend in his own time. Godfather, is it true what they say about him? They say that to prove his manhood, he once ate a Buick.
That's true. With all the options, the air conditioning.
Wow. I can't believe he ate the whole thing.
Boss.
Yeah. Is that Luke outside?
Not exactly, boss. He sent his agent.
An agent?
He says all the enforcers have him these days.
Okay, send him in.
Hey, guys, Godfather baby. You look great, sweetheart. How's it going?
Harold, where's your manners? Help the agent off with his cufflinks.
Hey, thanks, sweetie. Thanks, Al. Just drop him on the floor, will you, baby? Okay, GF, what's been happening?
Well, you see, I got this contract.
Beautiful! Might as well never been busier. Jetting to the coast, mañana. That means tomorrow, GF. Tremendous deal. I'm packaging a war. Let me throw a couple of names at you. Germany, Japan, heavyweights, huh, sweetie?
You want I should bite his nose off for him?
No lunch for me, guys. I'm on a diet.
Agent, I want Luca for a hit.
Well, I'll tell you, sweetie, we're prepared to negotiate, big fella. When do you want him?
Next week.
Oh, no can do, GF. I got him booked for back-to-back hits in Chicago and Vegas. Then he goes south to plunder a village.
Oh, wow. I mean, Luke has always worked for me exclusive.
Yeah, but you don't want to hold a boy back to you, GF. Anyway, I got somebody else.
Any top gun.
I discovered this boy at Cannon Fair shooting gallery. Know what he was doing? Firing at the crowd. That's a natural guess, baby.
I don't want no young kids. I want
Luca. GF, baby, would I try and palm off a second-rate killer on you? Trust me. You name the price. We'll take shortbread just because it's you, baby.
If I can't get Luca for next week, how about maybe for tomorrow night?
Let's see. Let me check it. Oh, another downer. Luke Spencer Lynn. Luke Spencer Lynn for a biggie tomorrow night right here in the Big Apple.
Oh, yeah? Oh, who's he hitting?
Fribble Jimbo, GF. But it's somebody big, big, big in the rackets. Take baby's word for it, really big. Which reminds me, your home address, GF, is it 618 or 816?
it. That's the Godfather. That's the new album. We'll play the other one tomorrow night, the other half. It's 4.5 minutes before 3 o'clock. Hey, let's take another call. 254-5678. You're on WBZ. Hello?
Harry.
Yes?
This is, my fan club in Indiana was wondering why I hadn't been calling in a long time. It's Mark.
Mark, why haven't you been calling? I've missed your call.
Have you really?
No.
No. At least you're truthful about it.
Right, Mark.
Yes.
Mark who?
Mark who? Come on, I was out with Mark to see hypnotism at Berkowitz, you know.
Mark Berkowitz?
Yeah.
What? But you went to Graham Jr.?
Yeah.
Where are you now?
I'm living in Boston. I stay here for the summer. I'm working at a well-known hotel that is next to the Prudential Tower.
What is it?
Here in Boston.
Is that where you stay?
Well, no, that's where I work. I'm staying in an apartment right pretty close to BZ here.
Oh.
Yeah, living in Brighton.
Mark Berkowitz, oh boy, you did a good job. I think you're gonna do okay in TV, Mark.
I hope so. I've been,
You gonna change your name for Berkowitz or something?
No, I can't. Remember we talked about that? You said I should change to something shorter, and I said, yeah, Joe Berkowitz.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's old hat. No, a lot of interesting people staying at the hotel, and done great interviews with, like, up with Soupy Sales the other day.
What are you doing at the hotel?
Well, I'm working at the front desk.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's not in the industry, but right now I, got one more year of school, and then I'm going out to take your job or something like that.
Holy mother. You too, huh?
No, I'm going more into TV, but...
good boy, Mark.
Yes, I don't, you know. You're nobody right. Can replace you.
Where are you now?
Where am I now?
I mean, you at the hotel?
No, I'm at home, a couple blocks from you.
At the Sheraton, you work the Sheraton Boston on the desk. When? What time?
Well, like tomorrow I work from 4 to midnight.
Who's the general manager there?
Mr. Barger.
Mr. Barger is right.
What, I went a trip to Hawaii now? What is this?
Dick Barger.
Yes.
When you see Dick Barger,
Say
that Larry Glick sends his best regards to him.
I sure will.
He's a good acquaintance, all right?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He really is.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah.
Last year when I went to Israel, I stayed at the Sheraton Tel Aviv.
Oh, really? It's a good place?
He lined me up with the, with some right people there in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, nice hotel, huh?
Nice hotel is right, and they just put on another few hundred rooms there.
Sheraton?
Right on the boat, right on the ocean, right?
Ah, yes. Listen, I was going to tell you that I really enjoyed your act the other night.
Where'd you see it?
At the Beachcomber.
You?
Yeah, I took Muck out, me and Muck and Chick were out there. And
I'll be a son of a gun. Did you see the whole show?
Yeah.
All right, did you laugh a couple of times?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
Jesus, that little plug here. No, I'm into hypnosis, as we talked about once before, and...
Right.
No, I wondered how you went about doing it, and you were really great. You are, a better showman maybe on stage than you are. Do you ever think of getting out of radio and doing stage shows?
You mean that, Mark?
Yeah, seriously. You really held the audience tremendously, and that's what one of the main reasons I went, because doing radio is one thing and doing stage performing is another. And excellent, fantastic showmanship, I thought.
Well, I do the best I can. Whatever I do, Mark... Whatever I do, whether it's on stage, in radio, I do the best I can.
That's all you can
at
do.
At that moment. Do you understand?
I understand you, Larry.
Mark, hey, listen, do they have any private eyes at the hotel? I'd like to, maybe he'd be a good call to see if any rumors, people sneaking strange women into the room.
We got
that. Mr. House Detective, do you have a woman in that room? Open the door.
You have a woman in that room? No, well, we'll send one in.
Yeah, send one in, right.
Yes, there. Anyway, we got House Detective. We got all sorts of interesting people there. Tom Jones was there.
Well, did you interview these people?
Oh, well, I interviewed, I talked to Steve Allen, Norm Crosby, and Soupy Sales, but I...
You son of a gun. How come you wouldn't line them up with my show?
I've been putting together a documentary on laughing, what makes people laugh. And I've been interviewing certain comedians and seeing what they're...
I don't want to put anything on tape. I just want to say hello to them on the air.
We
have a connection there. Why don't you line them up?
Well,
give them to Muck. You like Muck, don't you?
Muck's a great guy.
Great guy. Well, a great guy. Well, listen, next time someone comes in like that, ask if they'd like to be on the show.
Alrighty.
Okay?
Maybe I'll do that for you.
Okay, Mark B.
Mark.
The great Mr. B.
Right.
I've got to do the news right now. I'm going to do a swell job.
Yes, you always do.
Okay.
And that's about it.
So long, Mark Berkowitz.
Take it easy.
So long, kid.
We'll see you.
And stay away from the station.
All right.
So long.
Goodbye.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
This is Carl D'Souza.
Hi there.
I'll be seeing you in 3 hours on Radio 103.
All right, Carl.
The Spirit of New England, WBZ Boston Group, W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 70 degrees in Boston. Tonight's low will be 68. I'm Streeter Glick, reporting the 3 o'clock WBZ News. Once again, the Congress appears to be more than willing to spend more on education than the President wants. The final result will probably be another veto. President Nixon requested a little over $27 billion. The House approved over $1.3 billion more. The Senate now must act on the bill, probably increasing spending by even more. In the latest ground action in Vietnam, Saigon reports that its militiamen killed 46 out of 100 communists who attacked a town on the central coast. And 57 communists are reported dead in scattered skirmishes near Hue. In the air war, American B-52s, for the ninth straight day, struck targets in North Vietnam, although they are avoiding Hanoi because of the visit there by Soviet President Pogorny. Leaders of the International Federation of Airline Pilots Association meet on Friday to decide whether to call a worldwide one-day strike on Monday. The Finnish president of the group has met with UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim in an effort to prod the UN Security Council to take steps to prevent air hijacking. As the prospects for a Security Council meeting are dim, Captain Forsberg said, the strike is still on. There's a general lull in the violence that has plagued Northern Ireland. The provisional wing of the outlawed IRA says that it will probably ease its bombing and shooting campaign for the next few days in order to give peace initiatives from Roman Catholic political leaders a chance. WBZ News Time, 2 minutes after 3.
If you've never owned an air conditioner, perhaps you've been spared some of these wonderful experiences.
Good morning, Andriello Associates.
Quick, an emergency. Give me my husband.
Hello, Ethel, what is it?
Herbert, come home quick, an emergency.
Tell me I can stand it.
The air conditioner, it's moaning, it's in pain.
That's the big emergency, don't panic, just call someone.
But suppose he can't fix it here and he wants to take it out. Don't you remember who's coming tonight? Your mother. You know how she is when she's cool. Imagine how she'll be if she's hot.
Ethel, whatever you do, do something.
Westinghouse makes such a fantastic air conditioner, we can make a fantastic promise. If you buy a new Westinghouse room air conditioner between May and September, and it breaks down any time this year, we'll loan you one within 24 hours if we can't fix yours right there.
Ethel, please do something!
We'll never let you lose your cool. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
A St. Louis newspaper says that 9 of 13 black representatives are preparing to endorse George McGovern as early as next Wednesday. The House members believe that they can deliver up to 125 Democratic delegate votes to the presidential candidate, enough to virtually assure him the nomination. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says the caucus members are demanding McGovern's support of the Black Bill of Rights in return for their support. Memphis dry cleaner LaSaunders Hudson is being held in jail. No specific charge has been placed against him in connection with his unique taxpayer revolt. Four Tennessee revenue agents came to his shop Thursday demanding back taxes. He didn't have the money, but he did have a gun. He forced three agents to get out, minus their clothes. The fourth agent stayed as a hostage until a personal interview could be worked out with Governor Winfield Dunn. After the talk, Hudson went to jail, his taxes still unpaid. We called Memphis, Tennessee, but no information until 8 o'clock this morning. The weather for Boston and vicinity. For the rest of tonight, a chance of showers and thundershowers, low temperatures in the 60s. For Friday payday, the 16th day of June, showers ending during the morning, followed by gradual clearing in the afternoon, high temperatures near 80. Friday night, fair and cooler, low temperatures in the middle or upper 50s, and Saturday, mostly sunny with high temperatures 75 to 80. Right now in Boston, it's 70 degrees. Hi, sports fans. A busy scoreboard. A record-tying six players have tied for the first round lead of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, California, with one under par 71. Jack Nicklaus heads the group, which includes Chichi Rodriguez, Tom Shaw, Kermit Zolli, Mason Rudolph, and Orville Moody. On the scoreboard in the American League, Kansas City beat Boston 13-9, New York 8, Chicago White Sox 1. In the National League, Chicago Cubs 10, San Diego 1. Pittsburgh took a doubleheader from San Francisco, first game 4-1, second 9-7. That's it, sports fans. The top story of the hour. Once again, the Congress appears to be more than willing to spend more on education than the president wants. And that's the 3 o'clock WBZ report. I'm Streeter Glick, WBZ News. Once again, back to the Larry Glick Show.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got eight cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive. Just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with four different gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good. Tires fair. Out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Mounted up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like that. Took a corner and sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. Had flames coming from out of the side. Field attention, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hats off to Crimson Travel. Despite dollar devaluation and inflation, they've done it again. Crimson Travel now offers escorted European tours at prices that are lower than you've ever imagined. For instance, $498 gives you a complete two-week escorted tour to London, Amsterdam, Brussels, and Paris. The low price sounds too good to be true, but it includes round-trip jet air transportation via a regularly scheduled airline, twin basis, hotel accommodations with private bath, most meals, air-conditioned motor coach, and comprehensive sightseeing in each city, a get-together party, farewell dinner a la Parisienne, and of course, a multilingual tour guide. Even the service charges and taxes are included. Crimson also offers three other exciting itineraries, including countries such as Switzerland, Italy, France, Denmark, Germany, even Monaco. So, wherever you want to go in Europe, call Crimson Travel now. Departures from Boston every Saturday starting July 1st. Call 868-2600. Okay, we have our guest on, but just let me do this one little PSA on nutrition. Have you ever gone 17 hours without food? According to the Mass Dietetic Association, 139,000 public school children who were surveyed did. These children went without food for 17 hours because they skipped breakfast. Tomorrow morning, why not leave a small pitcher of orange juice and glass of milk on the lower shelf of your refrigerator? In the morning, your children can have their milk and juice and cereal for a ready-to-eat meal. Do that, will you, Mommy? All right. Poor Daddy. All right, let's switch out to Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's John Detroit's hometown. And see if we can pick up this fellow, Mike McCluster, who wrote that song. Hello?
Hi, Larry.
Hi there, Mike McCluster. Welcome to the program. Before I forget, Steve Smith and Hugh McPherson are friends of yours.
That's right.
And they said that they had great response to your record.
I'm glad to hear that.
Did you know that?
I haven't talked to Hugh in a couple of weeks, Larry.
Well, they said that Steve said for me to be sure to tell you that the response they got was great. And
yes.
I like to pass on sincere compliments, and that's a compliment.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That makes me feel good.
Now, Buffalo Creek. There are a lot of people that just don't remember everything about Buffalo Creek. Would you give us a thumbnail rundown, thumbnail sketch of Buffalo Creek, and what made you write a song about it?
Well, I'll try to sum it up, Larry. It's a complicated thing.
I know that you can make it easy so that we can all understand it, though.
Okay. In late February or early March, I really can't remember the exact date now, a dam broke, an earthen dam down in Logan County, West Virginia. And the resulting flood caused the death of at least 118 people and great destruction to the property and otherwise down there. And in reading, I used to live in West Virginia, and in reading the press reports and talking to people who were down there, it seemed clear that negligence somewhere was the cause of all this. So I just pieced together what spokesmen for the coal companies and for the government and other people had said and wrote a song about it. Because I was affected by that kind of tragedy when it didn't seem to me with the proper precautions in advance that kind of thing should have to happen today.
What were you doing in West Virginia at the time, Mike?
Well, when I lived down there, I was working for John D. Rockefeller IV, who is now the Secretary of State of West Virginia.
What were you doing for him?
I was sort of administrative assistant, sort of a general role in administration, that kind of thing.
Are you a politician?
I guess you could say that. I've been, in politics, in political campaigns, and in government.
How'd you end up in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Well, I'm out here visiting some friends, oddly enough, who were involved in a political campaign this fall, and I was on my way to the West Coast, and I stopped by to say hello.
My engineer is from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, I guess their station out here is a Group W station also.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever written any other songs?
Yes, I have, Larry. I've written quite a few. I haven't sold very many, but I've written several.
Would you rather be a successful songwriter or a politician? And why?
Oh, songwriter, I think, because it's what I really like to do. I enjoy politics. I think it's, it's interesting and it's a responsibility, I think, to try to do something, if you can, about public affairs. But I really like songwriting and the creative process that it demands. So that's what I'd really like to do, but it's a tough business. I'm sure you know that better than I do.
Right. What about this fellow Rockefeller in West Virginia? Is he related to all of the real Rockefellers?
Oh, yes, he is. He is the nephew of Governor Rockefeller of New York and former Governor Rockefeller of Arkansas and David Rockefeller and Lawrence Rockefeller, and he's the son of John D. Rockefeller III.
Now, what's his job in West Virginia now?
He is the Secretary of State, and...
Is he going to run for governor?
I beg your pardon?
Is he going to run for governor?
Yes, he is the Democratic nominee for governor of West Virginia this year.
How does it look?
I haven't talked to Jay in a while. I imagine it'll be a pretty close race, but I think it should look good for him when it's finally over.
What sort of a person is he socially?
Oh, great guy. Terrific guy.
Did you ever try to borrow any money from him?
No, I never had the guts to, but I kind of wish I had now.
Why?
I could use it.